Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm calling regarding a bill, and or not a bill, but a charge that was done on my credit card, and I don't know what this is about.
Okay. May I have your zip code, please?
55362.
All right. What's the zip code again? 55 what?
362.
All right, may I have your first and last name, please?
Brett Sullivan.
All right, Mr. Sullivan, can you verify that shipping address for me, please?
I reside at 9551 Gillard Avenue, Northeast, Monticello, Minnesota.
Okay. You did order our... our Hype watch, and the watch came, it's a smart watch, and it came with shipping insurance. Once you did order on a 14-day trial, which is $7.92 for the watch, and it did also come with a year of warranty, which was $18.94. It is in our, I do see where they already refunded you half of your money.
Yeah, and I didn't realize this is two different. This is ridiculous. You know what? Two different charges from two different business names on that show up on my bank account. One's for $69.97, and the other one's $64.97. For something.
Yes, the $64.97 is for the earbuds that was ordered as well.
Those are not even worth that.
Okay.
And these are. This was advertised as free, just pay for shipping and handling. There was no indication of a free trial.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry that you did not read the terms and conditions, but it is in our terms and conditions. I also give you that website as well if you would like to go back in to review those terms and conditions, sir.
Well, you know what? I have my email copy of the confirmed order, and there's not a single word on there about...
It's not going to be in your email, sir. It is in your terms and conditions, sir. And again, I can give you that address, web address, where you can go and view the terms and conditions, sir.
Okay, but I didn't order this off of a web address. This came through as an advertisement on a text message on my cell phone, and it took me to this site, and it said, just pay shipping and handling. I did not read anything on that page about this being a trial.
Okay.
I've never done it. This is bait and switch. This is pure bait and switch.
No, sir. Again, it is in our terms and conditions, sir. And again, I can give you that website where you can go and view the terms and conditions yourself.
I'll tell you what. How about if you do this? You can either reverse me the $64.
I can't reverse you anything, sir, because we've already reimbursed you, sir.
You only reimbursed me half of it.
No, we actually reimbursed you $69.97 and $54.97, which I'm looking at your account right now, sir. $64.97 and $69.97. So what would you like for us to reimburse you, sir?
Yeah, please reimburse me the $64.
We already reimbursed you, sir. So again, what would you like for us to reimburse you about?
The charge that's on my bank account for $64.97.
Sir, I don't know what part... I don't know if you heard me correctly or not, but it does say refund $69.97.
That's for
it also says refund $64.97. That's two charges, sir.
That does say refund?
It does, sir.
Okay. That's all I need to know. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
You bet. Bye.
Bye-bye.